Welcome back to hour two of the Sports Project Radio Show in Greater Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm your host, Steve Project, the sports professor. You're listening to Jethro FM, Country with a Twist, 94.9, 99.5 FM in Ada, Cascade, Lowell, 1530 on your AM dial and streamed live globally at jethro.fm. It's my pleasure to welcome back into the show sports psychologist Dr. Eddie O'Connor, talking about success stories and a new membership program that he's putting together. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Eddie.
Hey, Steve. Thanks so much. Excited to be here.
Well, let's tell the audience, you had a brainstorm, you were active on social media, and you launched, and I joined. And here we go. So why don't you explain to the audience what your mission is here with your Success Stories membership program?
Yeah, well, here's a little bit of the backstory. I mean, it seems like everything kind of came together all at once. For the longest time, I've been wanting to make a bigger impact. I love working with my athletes and high achievers one-on-one, but I've always felt like I could always do more. Like, there's got to be a way to reach more people at a time. I'm passionate and love the stuff about the psychology of performance. And honestly, a lot of the stuff isn't brain science. You know, there's a lot of things that people can learn relatively quickly. So for many years, more than a decade, I've been pretty active on social media, and that's been pretty successful in building a community online where my mental toughness in 60 seconds on YouTube, for example, or Instagram, got a lot of feedback about that. And then it was actually COVID that, forcing everybody online and other things and having a greater need that made me start to think, well, what else could I do? And people wanting a community and somebody wanting maybe not something quite as intense as individual coaching, but wanting something more than just a 60-second video. And so then Success Stories was born, the idea that what we can do is we can get together. I could do some teaching on a monthly basis, deliver other weekly content, interviews, questions and answers, so that we could actually build this community of achievers who want to overcome the obstacles to excellence. And it's not just limited to athletes, but rather anybody who really just wants to get better, is willing to work at it, then they're welcome to join.
And I think people need physical coaching as much as ever before, and that's never been an issue. I believe the missing component is the mental imaging, the positive mental imaging, handling failure, and then channeling nervous energy into power. And I think that's exactly what you're connecting the dots for the athlete. And I don't think that can start ever too young. I think kids get disillusioned with sports because of failure and self-imagery that they are a failure. And really, they failed at a particular task or a particular play, and it's not doomsday. You got to be able to get up and learn from it and channel it and move forward. And that's hard to do for a young athlete.
Forget young athlete. That's hard for everybody. I've got colleagues. Just the other day, I was in a mastermind where I meet with other psychologists, bring each other up, and one of them was also just talking about how she was racked with self-doubt and having difficulty in the profession. And we're like, we know better. But this is a human condition. Like, if you want to be excellent, you want to be in the top 1% of your field, your game, your marriage, whatever it is, you have to be able to do what 99% of the other people can't or won't do. And that's hard, Steve. Like it's beyond hard. Like, we got to stop thinking that everybody's great and everybody's good and everything's excellent. It's not. If you really respect the terms of it, there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into it, and there's a lot of biology and natural negative thinking and natural anxiety. I'm telling you, for all the performers that come in with this performance anxiety and fear of mistakes that you're telling me, that you see too, like, they make sense. It's how we react to it, and that's what needs to be trained. The fact that you have fear of succeeding, or rather of failing in something that's important to you, that's not the problem. Of course you would. Can you go to the Olympics and not be nervous about failing? Can you be going for a big promotion in your job, get a new title, and not be nervous that, you know, you might fail? That doesn't make sense. Of course you would. But the idea is, how can you learn how to respond to it in a way that promotes your performance rather than hurts it?
Yeah, and failure is a must. I don't think people can reach the top till they, maybe not bottomed out, but they have to go through some degree of failure to understand the thrill of victory.
Oh, yeah. And you're really hitting the flavor of success stories, because there's a lot of things that, you know, people will talk about the power of positive thinking, and there's a lot of coaches out there about, you know, again, the positive psychology. And I'm not against that stuff at all. I mean, if you can do it, it works. But who do you really want in charge of your mental game? And, you know, is it going to be somebody who's just had this positive experience or the pop psychology? Again, you and I have talked a while. I've got 20 years experience. I'm certified mental performance consultant, sports psychologist. There's a whole other science that people don't really get into, just like you had said about this idea about, well, what about the bad stuff? You know, who do you want in charge of your mental game, and are you even looking at it? So I'm really glad to fill that void. That you, like you said, there's a ton of physical training out there, but any athlete will tell you that their performance is at least 50. Many say 90% of their performance. I mean, if you're a robot and you were trained to do something over and over again, you would do the same thing and you would be consistent. But we're not like that as human beings. Why do I have one good game and one bad game? It's all this psychology that gets in the way. And one of the most challenging things to do is change your relationship with failure. And we know this, but it hurts. And the ability to be able to actually look at it and accept the pain of it and actively learn from it is the key. And that's part of what this membership is about.
Yeah, and the failure component comes in a couple different forms. When you're in an individual sport like cross country, or like track and field for the most part, and tennis and swimming, that's a different, you take on the burden and the brunt of the failure. And when you're in a team sport, you can take on a brunt of failure, but your teammates are feeding off your negative body language. And you've got to be able to be fierce in the face of some failure and move on to the next play in basketball, in rugby, in football, of course, in baseball. Baseball's got both components. You're really operating as an independent, but you got a team out there on the field, and you can't, you know, you've got to be strong and not let those shoulders droop and not hang your head. And you got to be fierce, and that's got to be taught, I think, because failure is a reason to drop your shoulders and bow your head and succumb to it. And that's just not acceptable in athletics, really.
But every athlete will tell you, again, I extend this to high performers at any area, but they know that. They know it's not good, but then they've got this powerful emotion. So if you're an individual and you're going with the failure, you're letting yourself down. What about all those years that I've trained? I had such a big goal and I didn't make it, right? So the individual's kind of got more of that self-direction, the pressure of it's up to me to do this all. How do I deal with that? And if you're a team player, you know, the big thing that I see there is I don't want to let down my teammates. You know, so now I'm carrying the burden of not only making the shot or, you know, being in the right position for my team or for myself and for the win. Now I'm also, I don't want to let my teammates down. And being fierce sometimes just increases that pressure. Now, I agree with you. You got to get there. But the way is to lean into and acknowledge the fear for what it is first. You know, to see the other side of it, that, gosh, I care so much about my performance. That's why I'm messing up. It's not a matter of pushing the bad stuff away.
And that's what and part of my, you know, comments as an athlete and that sort of thing is sometimes you got to feel the pain. And you got to go through the failure, and it's got to hurt really bad. And then you got, you know, the hard part is picking yourselves back up. But I've seen many instances of an average athlete who went through that and really performed beyond what their projections were because they were mentally tough, and they used the failure as a launching pad as opposed to a defeatist thing.
That's it. That's the key right there. So much of what the athletic tough mindset is that idea that I got to be brave or I got to be strong and there's no room for weakness. There's no crying in baseball. Right.
Yeah. Right. and
that's just simply not true. And that can actually be very, very toxic because what it does is it denies your humanity. Now, just like you had said, if you lean into who you really are and the feelings that are really there and you deal with what's actually happening, well, that just automatically sounds like a much better way to go about life. it's harder. And that's what the athletes, the successful athletes have. That's what the membership is going to be about. How do we develop the willingness to do what we need to do in order to succeed?
So where can people, where can they join up like I did? I joined up on Thursday, and there is a membership involved, right? And how do people find you and get involved like I got involved?
Well, the best place right now is to just follow me on any of my social media. So if you go to my website, DrEddieO'Connor.com, there'll be an opportunity to get a video about how to what do you do when positive thinking doesn't work, get you on my newsletter list. And then there'll also be a link to the membership site. Now, we've just launched, and so actually the doors have now closed. We had a founding member launch where we're actually just getting started and just building it. So for the next 6 months or so, I'm going to be pouring into you and the other people that had joined to help you write your own success story to get those gains. And then somewhere around February, I'll be opening it up again to allow new members in. So if you just get on that wait list, you'll be able to kind of sit tight, gather the other information that I'm putting out, get to know the community, and then there'll be an opportunity to join in February.
So check out
again is,
check out Dr. Eddie O'Connor on Facebook, Dr. Eddie O'Connor on Twitter, Dr. Eddie O'Connor on Instagram, and folks, get involved. Just take the step, get involved, learn, and then look for the next membership window. And we'll keep you posted here on the Sports Project Radio Show how this is going. Great, getting athletes to the next level above and beyond where they thought they could go to, and I think it's on the mental side of things.
Yeah, how excited of it to be able to broadcast your success story here, Steve. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, good. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Coming up next, a guest appearance all the way from New Zealand in studio. It's Rock Kick Ass, Rock Kick Osh with an H in there that he hates. We'll be on Facebook Live later today. We'll be right back.